good. How'd you like to work full-time for the Justice Department?
Philosophical, ideological. Yes, it extends a common hand to all peoples. Besides, I think they're very good.
And as I go through my life, I will wish for her, his wife, all the sweet things she can find.
Okay, fellas, let's move it, huh? Come on, we've got to hit that airport. David, where you been? We've got 15 minutes to get to the airport. That's with the police escort.
That little girl I had to say goodbye.
Oh, it's different.
We'll be waving the flight goodbye unless we get moving. Now, come on.
Okay.
guys, and we got problems. One of our speakers is missing, one of the new Series G Transonics. Now, it could have been stolen either here or back in Russia.
Oh, man, we gotta get that back. I mean, do we call the police?
No. Listen, that'll be too sensitive. I've got a State Department number I'm supposed to use in case something like this happens. I'll see you later.
Okay. All right, come on with me, David. Come on this way.
Can I give you any idea what this is all about?
He mentioned bread.
Maybe we're getting a raise.
I doubt it.
I'd like you to meet Frank and Joe Hardy. They're also at the Justice Department. Frank, Joe, Paul Owen.
Hi, how are you? This is David Gates.
Hi, David. Nice to meet you.
I'm road manager and foreign liaison to David and his group.
What's the problem?
An expensive speaker is missing from that case. We think stolen.
Joe.
I don't know how it could be missing from this end. We have a very tight security system here.
Well, apparently not tight enough.
The speaker also could have been stolen before this case arrived in Hawaii. Perhaps departure from Russia.
Gentlemen, I'd like to suggest we continue this discussion someplace where it's more private, huh?
Just as long as I get my speaker back.
In. I've been dealing in diplomatic channels now for 6 years, getting work for groups like Bread, getting them work permits, passports, greasing the wheels into Iron Curtain countries, and I know what the ramifications of something like this can be.
All right, but this investigation has to be carried on quietly, under wraps. No police, no publicity.
How could that speaker have been stolen in Russia? Isn't there a bill of lading that shows the correct weight and everything?
There was no discrepancy on the weight.
Is it possible it was just weight in Russia and that's why there was no suspicion at this end?
That's possible.
All right, gentlemen, we'll take over the investigation from here. But not a word about the theft to anyone until we can straighten this thing out. But is a delicate government matter until we can prove that speaker was not stolen in Russia?
The speaker was ripped off here. We'll try and get it back for you by tomorrow night.
Okay.
Christophe?
I see. There is no possibility of error? I understand. What other information do you have? Yes, that concurs with my own sources.
Now, I beg you, you do not have to instruct me as to the seriousness of this matter. I'm very well aware of its implications, and I shall most certainly be on the flight to the Hawaiian Islands tomorrow. Goodbye. Malovichenko has disappeared. According to information we've received, she has made a defection attempt to the West.
Malovichenko? General Vichenko's daughter? But how is that possible? She is watched day and night. Especially after the pro-Western statement she made during the music concert.
Apparently she's not watched carefully enough. I think that this American band that was here had something to do with it. Now, you said that she became very friendly with them and admiring of their ideals.
You're saying they took Marla with them?
It's a definite possibility.
But how? Our security?
Our security can be broken and outthought like any other bureaucratic machinery. I suggest that somehow they managed to smuggle Malovichenko out of the country. A girl who, because of her proximity to the Secretariat, knows many secrets. So we must find her at all costs and bring her home, or I shall have to think of a more unpleasant alternative. Make arrangements for our immediate departure. Get as many KGB men as necessary. I'm sorry, Marlo. We have no other choice.
Stealing a Series G transonic speaker is like stealing an aircraft carrier. I mean, the minute you take it out, you're in big trouble.
Kind of sticks out in the crowd.
Yeah. Besides, who'd be stupid enough to steal a speaker and then take it out and show it off in front of everybody?
You got a point there. I guess this could be a long, tough case waiting around for whoever lifted the speaker to get up enough courage to show up in public with it.
Yeah. Yeah. You got it. Now, the way I see it, we'll spend our days with the surfing crowd. Well, just to pick up any extra information.
And how do we spend our nights?
Force ourselves to stay up late. In all the big spots.
Yeah. Yeah, a constant vigil.
Yeah, we don't know the meaning of the word sleep. I think we owe it to our country.
Yeah, I can't argue with you. When you're right, you're right. We could be stuck here for several months.
Yeah, it's a dirty job. Somebody's got to do it. Oh, no.
What? Pull over.
What for?
Just do it. I don't believe it. Joe, they have these things?
Sonic speaker. All the rotten luck.
Well, I suppose there's another way to look at it. Maybe Harry will let us lay over a couple of days for doing such a terrific job.
Don't bet on it.
Well, maybe they bought it legit.
Frank, I doubt they could afford something like that.
You want to bust them now, or you want to wait until after the concert?
So, Matt, I'd like to bust them right in the middle of this number.
Everything over there is caviar. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Midnight. They commit.
They still deny the charge?
Not only are they denying the charge, they're planning on suing the government for defamation of character and the price of their speaker.
They said they bought it this afternoon from a man in the flea market for $400.
You know something? I believe them. You do? Who'd be stupid enough to steal a speaker like that and then bring it out in public in front of all those people?
You guys are great. Next time I get a ticket, I'm going to give you a call.
Then it was your speaker.
The way it's all beat up? Oh, yeah, it's definitely ours, all right. The boys are loading it into the van right now. Well, thanks again. Oh, and I left you a couple of passes at the auditorium for the concert.
We'll be there.
Well, looks like everything turned out all right. I really didn't want to believe that was stolen in Moscow. It spares us some diplomatic embarrassment.
What about the guys from the beach?
David Gates and Brad don't want to press charges. So I guess that'll wrap it up.
Good. Thanks a lot. You better go.
Thanks.
All right, I guess that's that. As far as the Justice Department is concerned, it was all a false alarm.
There's something I'd like to know.
What?
How would anyone know what was in those cases?
Huh?
They're unmarked, and how would an outsider know whether they were getting costumes or drums or lighting equipment or anything?
Just the luck of the draw, I suppose.
Oh, it seemed more risky to you, Frank. Taking a packing case with its own built-in wheels and just hustling it as fast as you can out of an airport. Or would you break into the case, grab some huge speaker and try and carry it inconspicuously out through everybody?
You're right. It doesn't make sense.
Not to me.
Nor to me. But the prisons are full of crooks who did things the hard way or the stupid way. You know, my first case as a cop. It was a long time before I joined the Justice Department. I was supposed to apprehend a couple of kids who robbed a bank in a red pickup truck with their own phone number splashed across the side of it.
I'd check up on those kids if I were you.
What do you mean?
They must be back in business. Probably into amplifiers now.
Bye, Harry.
Maybe we should tell them the truth. They could help us find the girl.
Well, they've helped us keep this thing clean and under wraps. Look, we set them up. They did exactly what we wanted them to do. And they made everybody else believe it. Now their involvement is over. Finding that girl is up to us. Before the KGB gets to her.
Got time. They may not even realize she's missing yet.
Vladimir Khristovin stepped off a plane from Moscow this afternoon.
Khristovin?
That's right.
But he's one
of the best. He's got one little girl to find on a very small island. He'll hunt her down with the precision of a military operation.
Harry, when he finds her, he'll take her back.
I don't know. To me, he's only got one choice. Kill her.
David Gates and Brett. Well, I first had the pleasure of introducing to Hawaii audiences some years ago. Now, they've just returned to the United States after a very, very successful tour of Russia. How about a big island aloha for David Gates and Brett?
Something?
Yeah. Bread isn't the only thing on the menu tonight.
Reaching out for the other side,
There's no sign of her.
She could be him. Her hair a different color, combed differently. New makeup, new clothes. It's hard to find her in this crowd.
Then how do you suggest we proceed?
The group is the key. She had to leave the country with them. She will somehow try to make contact with them. And we will stay close to them.
Joe, you're gonna miss the party. All the guys are already up at the hotel. What's going on? When did you buy these speakers? Just before our European tour, about 9 months ago.
Did you buy them all together or did you get them separately?
All at the same time.
Why? Well, it's funny. These three have consecutive serial numbers. This one's different. I played a hunch and called the manufacturer. This is a different model.
What are you trying to say?
This speaker came off the assembly line while you were still on tour. This is not the speaker that was stolen from me. Look at these marks. They're made real symmetrically, like with a knife, like somebody got out here and just tried to make it look old. I think I have a pretty good idea who's behind this.
Call, isn't it? I figured you two would be at that party up the hotel. Something on your mind, gentlemen?
Yeah. You. Suddenly becoming an overnight music fan.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We're talking about deception, which when used against the bad guys is terrific, but when used against one's own forces is at best questionable.
That speaker we so conveniently found being used out in the open, it was planted, wasn't it?
By you.
How did you find out?
The series number was way out of sequence with the rest of the speakers. It was different. There were fresh grooves cut all through it to make it look old.
Well, I guess I do owe you an explanation. We're still investigating. But it does appear that the speaker was probably stolen in Russia.
So you devised a scheme to return a speaker so the whole incident would be forgotten.
Right.
And you used two new agents whose total sincerity, because they also have been duped, puts the final touch on the scam. Is that right?
Look, I told you I should have leveled with you before. I'm sorry. My orders come from Washington. Does the group know they've got a different speaker?
Yeah. They don't care. They just want to avoid making a scene.
Good. Well, that's a wrap as far as you're concerned. We'll be putting you on a plane back to the mainland in the morning.
Hey, we thought maybe a couple of days here in paradise for doing such a terrific job.
No, trouble on the mainland. We need a couple of young agents to take over an undercover assignment.
Swell.
Well, I'll see you in the mainland in a couple of days.
What about the breadcrumbs?
What?
The breadcrumbs. I found breadcrumbs at the bottom of that speaker counter. What were they doing there?
How should I know?
Yeah, how should you know? I'll see you in a couple days, Harry. Bye, Harry.
What's all this about breadcrumbs?
Well, I don't know. I found them at the bottom of that packing case, and I'd like to know what they were doing there. Didn't that strike you as strange?
What are you getting at?
Well, maybe nothing. I don't know. I guess it doesn't make any difference anymore. Let's go out and enjoy our last night in Hawaii.
Excuse me, sir. Are you David Gates?
Yeah.
Of course. I'm Vladimir Christoven. I represent the Soviet Union. Is there a quiet corner here where we can talk?
The Soviet Union? Well, I don't know what you want.
Well, we can either talk here or somewhere else. The choice is yours.
We can talk out there.
Surely. I would like to talk to him privately.
What's this all about?
It's about a girl named Marla Vyshenko. I believe you made her acquaintance when you were in the Soviet Union.
I believe she defected to the West with your help.
I don't know where you're getting your information, pal, but...
Mr. Gates, the information I have is accurate. I don't know what your motivation was. I hope it was personal and not political. Now, you've put that girl in a very vulnerable position. As the daughter of an important general, General Vyshenko, she carries a head filled with secret information. Very secret. Am I making myself clear?
I understand what you're saying, but we had nothing to do with Marla Vyshenko. If she skipped the country...
Then she had outside help. If not yours, then that of your friends. I want you to impress upon her that it's important to come to me and give herself up before it's too late. You must understand, she's our countrywoman. We wish her no harm. I'm staying at this hotel, Suite 409. I want to hear from you within 24 hours. Enjoy your party.
What was that all about? Who was that guy?
A Russian agent. He's here looking for a girl who's supposed to have defected.
What girl?
You remember that pretty little girl you tried to do a number on in Moscow, Marla Vyshenko?
Sure.
Just what did you two talk about over those dinners you had?
Oh, no. Now, wait a minute. I was just showing her some down-home hospitality. It didn't include defection. Besides, anyway, Larry took her out, too.
Well, hey, it never got heavy.
Well, if you don't know anything, I better start talking to a couple of guys who do. All right, which one of you guys is going to tell me what's been going on around here?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Marla Vyshenko.
Who?
Marla Vyshenko. It's a girl all of a sudden I'm accused of helping get out of Russia.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, David, have a seat. Please, sit down. You're telling us you're being accused of masterminding a defection?
Well, they think it's me or one of the other guys in the group.
Well, who's doing the accusing?
Well, Mr. Christoven, who represents the Soviet Union. He just came up to me at the party tonight.
Do you know this girl, Marla?
Oh, sure, we know her. I mean, she came around a lot on that Russian tour, but none of us got that friendly.
Where can we find this Christoven?
He's up at our hotel in Suite 409. Let me tell you, he's got some very heavy people around him, and he means to get that girl back.
Well, we'll take care of it. Really, go on to the hotel and relax.
All right. Hey, what about the Russian Secret Service that's camping on my doorstep?
Look, I told you, we'll take care of it.
Well, I'd sure appreciate that.
We'll take care of it. I think we've just found the answer to our breadcrumbs. I think it's about time you started leveling with us.
About what? About Marla Vyshenko, the girl that defected, probably with the help of the members of Bread.
Marla Vyshenko? Yeah, the girl who was smuggled out of Russia in a speaker packing case. And this time you better be straight with us.
Just under orders to limit the truth to as few people as possible. For your safety as well as the girls.
For our safety?
Working undercover, you could be somebody who just happened to get in their way.
All right, we'll buy that. We've learned this much. Why don't you fill us in on the rest, all of it?
All right. Marla Vachenko. She's the daughter of General Vachenko. He's one of the top officials of the Secretariat. Now, she knows things that we would like to know. She fell in love with one of the members of the musical group and wanted to come to the West. And we arranged for her defection.
What did you promise? Security? Protection? A new life?
All of those things.
You know, no doubt he told her he was in love with her.
That's right.
So what happened?
Well, everything went according to plan in Russia. We got her out of the packing crate without anyone seeing her.
How did she get away?
One of our agents was driving her to the federal building. I guess she started to think about what might be happening.
Well, she jumped out of the car in the traffic and started running. We haven't seen her since.
So the KGB are after, and we're after.
You've got it. The KGB has sent in Vladimir Krestovan. Now, that name probably doesn't register with you, but he's got the reputation of being one of the best intelligent agents in the world. They wouldn't have sent him unless that girl is a walking time bomb.
If we find her first, what happens?
We'll protect her.
By getting all the information you need out of her, making her betray her country, is that it?
That is not my department, nor is it my responsibility. Now, my job at the moment is to find her.
What happens if Krestovan finds her first?
Oh, come on. This island is as well protected as anyone in the world. We've got the entire 7th Fleet sitting right out there in the middle of Pearl Harbor. There's absolutely no way for Krestovan to contact the sub to get her out. And he knows we've got all the airports covered. He's dead.
So is she.
If she doesn't contact our man, she'll most likely try to get in touch with the Russian consulate. That's either going to be in Los Angeles or San Francisco. We've got all the lines covered. Sooner or later, she's going to make a move. And we're going to get there first. However, in the meantime, you two are expected back on the mainland tomorrow.
Harry, we promised David and his group we'd help. We gave our word.
We want to be involved.
I wish I could help you, but this has got to be handled on a higher level.
But this isn't the level the girl's operating on. She's going on fear. If she keeps on running, you've got a whole island to cover. Who would be better to fit in with the local color than he or I?
The group's the one key you've got. They trust us. I don't think you have any choice.
Oh, boy. How did we ever manage before you two came along?
Must have been rough, Harry.
Yeah.
See you in the morning.
Good night.
On your way to the party?
No, I wasn't invited.
You just were. I'm Jerry.
My name's Marla.
Hey, you seem all uptight. Is something wrong?
Oh, no, I just won't know anyone at your party.
You will. Come on. Come on.
This is Marla. Hi.
Hi.
You hungry?
Yes.
All right, well, help yourself. Where are you from?
Europe.
Well, that's narrowing it down. I'll see you in a minute, all right? If you wanted the money, all you had to do is ask.
I'm sorry. What's up?
Oh, it's okay. She's got some kind of heavy problem. Let's let her alone for a little while.
Yes. Operator, I want to... San Francisco information, please.
One moment, please. Connecting you with San Francisco information.
Yes. I need the number of the Russian embassy. I didn't know what else to do. Who else to turn to? Yes, I'm all right. I'm fine, but... I just want to come home now. I'm in the Hawaiian Islands on Oahu. In a small cottage on the North Shore. No one knows I'm here.
What exactly is your address?
18708 Kalani Drive. It's about 10 kilometers from Honolulu. It's right on the beach.
That's all I need.
Yeah, Frank, I'll pick you and Joe up in 3 minutes. Thanks.
How soon will someone come?
Very soon. Stay right where you are. You will be safe once they arrive. You understand that?
Yes. Yes, I understand. Thank you.
I'd say the Russian embassy already got a call into Krestovan.
We got a 10-minute lead on them at least.
Feeling okay?
Yes.
And why not come and join the party? Hello? Yes, just a minute. It's for you.
Oh, I made a call earlier. I hope you don't mind.
It's okay. See you in a little bit?
Yes, thank you. Hello?
Marla, it's me.
Don't hang up.
Marla, please. Give me a chance to talk to you.
How did you find me?
That isn't important right now. What's important is that you get out of there right away. I know that you called the Russian embassy in San Francisco, and they probably put a call into Krestovan already.
Krestovan here?
Yes, he's here in Honolulu. He's the man they sent after you.
But he's an old friend. I've nothing to fear from him.
Listen, you have everything to fear from him. He won't be taking you back.
Don't you understand that? He can't.
Our side won't let him. That leaves him with no choice.
I don't want to hear this. I don't want to listen to you anymore.
Marla, wait. Listen to me.
No.
Sweetheart, you know I care about you more than anyone else in the world.
I'm going to prove it to you by telling you something that I shouldn't. Federal offices are on the way to the
beach cottage right now. They'll be there in minutes.
If you don't believe me, watch from
somewhere safe. You'll see them arrive.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to believe.
Believe me, Marla, I'm telling you the truth.
Here's a number where you can reach me. 555-7412. Call me, Marla.
That's all I ask. Now get out of there right now.
We're looking for a young lady who made a telephone call from this address. Her name is Marla Vashenko.
Marla? What do you want her for? She's in some kind of trouble?
We'd like to see her. Talk to her.
This way.
She was in here. I just talked to her about 10 minutes ago. The window's open.
Did she make any phone calls?
Well, yeah, and she even took a call from some guy.
Who?
I don't know, he didn't mention his name.
Well, obviously whoever called tipped her off that we were coming.
Yeah. All right, let's check the grounds.
George. Fumble it. Thanks.
From here by now.
Yeah.
What do we do?
We're just gonna have to start all over again. Try to save that girl's life.
I'm really worried about that girl. Can you imagine? Being alone in a strange country, nowhere to run, just reaching out for somebody you can trust.
You wanna know something? I wish it could be us.
As if she's gone.
How could she have known they were coming?
That's an interesting question. And an answer we'll have to find perhaps before we find Marlowe. But we'll find her.